Romans chapter 7. Sermons by Paul C. Jong. Sermon 6. By believing in Jesus, we gain new life. Romans chapter 7. Verses 1 through 25. Or do you not know, brethren, for I speak to those who know the law, that the law has dominion over a man as long as he lives? For the woman who has a husband is bound by the law to her husband as long as he lives. But if the husband dies, she is released from the law of her husband. So then if, while her husband lives, she marries another man, she will be called an adulteress. But if her husband dies, she is free from that law, so that she is no adulteress, though she has married another man. Therefore, my brethren, you also have become dead to the law through the body of Christ, that you may be married to another, to him who was raised from the dead, that we should bear fruit to God. For when we were in the flesh, the sinful passions which were aroused by the law were at work in our members to bear fruit to death. But now we have been delivered from the law, having died to what we were held by, so that we should serve in the newness of the Spirit and not in the oldness of the letter. What shall we say then? Is the law sin? Certainly not. On the contrary, I would not have known sin except through the law. For I would not have known covetousness unless the law had said, "You shall not covet." But sin, taking opportunity by the commandment, produced in me all manner of evil desire. For apart from the law, sin was dead. I was alive once, without the law. But when the commandment came, sin revived and I died. And the commandment, which was to bring life, I found to bring death. For sin, taking occasion by the commandment, deceived me, and by it killed me. Therefore, the law is holy, and the commandment holy, and just, and good. Has then what is good become death to me? Certainly not. But sin, that it might appear sin, was producing death in me, through what is good, so that sin, through the commandment, might become exceedingly sinful. For we know that the law is spiritual. But I am carnal, sold under sin. For what I am doing, I do not understand, for what I will to do, that I do not practice. But what I hate, that I do. If, then, I do what I will not to do, I agree with the law that it is good. But now, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me. For I know that in me, that is, in my flesh, nothing good dwells, for to will is present with me. But how to perform what is good, I do not find. For the good that I will to do, I do not do. But the evil I will not do, that I practice. Now if I do what I will not to do, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me. I find then a law, that evil is present with me, the one who wills to do good. For I delight in the law of God according to the inward man. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. O wretched man that I am! Who will deliver me from this body of death? I thank God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. Everyone, today, through the words of Romans chapter 7, we are going to think about how a person escapes from the condemnation of the law, and how they come to gain new life by believing in Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul speaks clearly of two things in Romans chapter 7. First is that the law reveals a person as a sinner. Second is that a human sold under sin comes to escape the wrath of the law and gain new life by believing in Jesus Christ. People think of themselves as great beings. However, looking before the Word of God, a person is like fog, like a worm, and a fragile being that exists for a moment and then disappears. Moreover, as descendants of Adam, people are born with sin. From the time they are born, they do not become sinners by committing sin, but because they were born as sinners, they live committing sin. Therefore, what is most necessary for a person is not education, nor cultivation, nor religious life. What is most necessary for a person is the Savior Jesus Christ. You must believe in Jesus to receive the removal of sin. You must believe in Jesus to escape from destruction. You must believe in Jesus to gain new life. The law rules over a person only while they are alive. The Apostle Paul first explains the principle of the law. That the law has dominion over a man as long as he lives? While a person is alive, they are under the condemnation of the law. The law commands us, do and do not do. Do not have other gods besides God. Do not serve idols. Do not take God's name in vain. Honor your parents. Do not murder. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Do not covet. All these commandments are holy and good. However, the problem is not the law, but ourselves. The law is holy, but we are not holy. The law is good, but our flesh does not have the ability to do good. The law is righteous, but we are those sold under sin. So the law does not make us live, but reveals our sin. If the law had not said, "You shall not covet," we would not have known covetousness. However, when the commandment came, sin came alive and we died. This does not mean that the law is evil. The law is good. It is just that, before the good law, our sin is revealed more clearly. A person cannot become a righteous person by keeping the law. Rather, the more one stands before the law, the more one comes to know the fact that they are a sinner. Therefore, the law is not the way of salvation, but a mirror that makes one realize sin. We were originally those who were under sin and death. Everyone, a person is born with sin from the time they are born. Just as David confessed, we are those who were conceived in sin and born in sin. In a person's heart, there is a mind that wants to do good, but at the same time, there is a law of sin that leaves no choice but to commit sin. The Apostle Paul confesses this fact like this, "For I know that in me, That is, in my flesh, nothing good dwells. Romans chapter 7, verse 18. This is the reality of human beings. A person wants good but does not have the ability to do good. They want to live righteously, but the lust of sin works. They want to keep God's word, but the flesh follows the law of sin. So a person cannot be saved by their own strength. No matter how much a person disciplines themselves, cultivates their mind, and accumulates good deeds, they cannot eliminate their own sin. Religion might be able to comfort a person, but it cannot wash away sin. Philosophy might be able to speak of the emptiness of life, but it cannot move a sinner destined for hell into new life. The wages of sin is death. A person who has sin must surely receive judgment. This is God's law. Therefore, a person must surely die once. But if we actually die in our own sin, it is the end. After that, there is judgment. Then how can a sinner pass through death and gain new life again? That way is only the faith that believes in Jesus Christ. Through the body of Jesus Christ, we die to the law. Romans chapter 7, verse 4 says, therefore, my brethren, you also have become dead to the law through the body of Christ. This word is very important. We have never actually died on the cross. However, God made us those who died to the law through the body of Jesus Christ. Jesus came to this earth. The sinless Son of God came wearing a human body. And by receiving baptism from John the Baptist, he took on all our sins. Our sins passed over to Jesus. And Jesus hung on the cross bearing the sins of the world. There, he received the judgment for our sins in our place. Therefore, Jesus, death is our death. Because Jesus took on our sins, when he died on the cross, the price of our sins was also paid. Through the body of Jesus, we became those who died once. This is the law of faith. God did not save us by the law of deeds. He did not give us a way to become righteous people by keeping all the law. God established the law of faith. He saves those who believe that Jesus took on my sins through baptism, received the judgment of my sins on the cross, and resurrected to give me new life. Being born again is the faith of dying together and living together with Jesus. For a person to be born again, they must surely die once. However, if one dies for their own sin, it is hell. So God sent Jesus Christ and made him die in our place. And to those who believe in that Jesus, he acknowledged them as having died together with Jesus. This is the way of being born again. When Jesus received baptism at the Jordan River, my sins passed over to him. When Jesus died on the cross, the judgment of my sins also ended. When Jesus lived again 3 days after dying, I also gained new life. Believing this fact is the faith of being born again. Just as a grub lives underground and becomes a cicada to fly in the sky, and just as an aquatic larva becomes a dragonfly to fly in the sky, it is God's amazing providence that a person who was under sin and death gains new life by believing in Jesus Christ. It is not something that happens by human strength. It is something that happens by God's law of salvation. Therefore, being born again is not moral improvement. It is not one's personality getting better either. It is not starting a religious life either. Being born again is a sinner, becoming a righteous person, one belonging to death, becoming one belonging to life, and one destined for hell, becoming a child of God. By believing in the baptism, cross, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Escaping from the law does not mean that the law is abolished. The Apostle Paul says that we have escaped from the law. However, this does not mean that the law has disappeared. God's law is still holy, righteous, and good. God's word is alive even now. The standard of good and evil has not disappeared either. What we have escaped from is the wrath and punishment of the law. Because Jesus took on our sins and received all the punishment for those sins on the cross, we are no longer under the curse of the law. We are under grace. We are in God's love. In the past, the law condemned us. You are a sinner. You must die. You must be judged. However, now in the faith that believes in Jesus Christ, we have escaped from that condemnation. Because Jesus has already paid the full price of our sins. Therefore, we are not those who have abolished the law. Rather, we are those who believe that the judgment of sin spoken of by the law has been completely fulfilled in Jesus Christ. We no longer serve God in the oldness of the letter, but have become those who serve God in the newness of the Spirit. Nothing good dwells in the flesh. The Apostle Paul looks at his own flesh and confesses like this, "O wretched man that I am! Who will deliver me from this body of death?" Romans chapter 7, verse 24. This confession shows human despair. When a person honestly looks inside themselves, they have no choice but to despair. They want good but cannot do good. They hate evil, but instead do that evil. With the mind they delight in the law of God, but in their members the law of sin works. This is the reality of the flesh. Because a person before being born again does not have the Holy Spirit, they live belonging to the flesh. A sinful mind produces sinful actions. The lust, covetousness, pride, jealousy, hatred, and falsehood that are in the mind come outward. So a person cannot be righteous on their own before God. Even for a born-again person, the flesh is still weak. The flesh itself has not changed righteously. However, a born-again person has become a righteous person by believing in Jesus Christ with their heart. The Holy Spirit is in their heart, and by faith they have become one who belongs to God. So the Apostle Paul says at the end, "So then, with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin." Romans chapter 7, verse 25. This is a confession of faith that acknowledges the weakness of the flesh while placing the assurance of salvation in Jesus Christ. The one who delivered us is Jesus Christ. Right after sighing, "Who will deliver me from this body of death?" The Apostle Paul says immediately, "I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord." Here is the conclusion of the gospel. Who delivered us from the body of death? It is Jesus Christ. Who took on our sins? It is Jesus Christ. Who received judgment in our place? It is Jesus Christ. Who gave us new life? It is Jesus Christ. Jesus is our Savior. The name Jesus itself means Savior. God came to this earth wearing a human body and saved us from sin and death. In the world, there are many religions and many names of gods. However, the true Savior who can deliver humans from sin is only one, Jesus Christ. Only Jesus took on our sins through baptism, received our judgment on the cross, and gave us new life through resurrection. Therefore, we must thank God through Jesus Christ. That we are saved is because of God's plan of salvation. It is because of the redemptive work of Jesus Christ. It is because of the witness and work of the Holy Spirit. The triune God has saved us. One who has gained new life serves in the newness of the Spirit. Now we have escaped from the condemnation of the law. Through the body of Jesus Christ we were put to death, and we have become those who belong to Christ who rose from among the dead. Therefore, we must now bear fruit for God. Previously, when we were in the flesh, the sinful passions aroused by the law worked in our members to bear fruit for death. However, now it is different. We have gained new life. Therefore, we must not serve in the oldness of the letter, but serve in the newness of the Spirit. What does it mean to serve in the newness of the Spirit? It is serving God with the faith that believes in the baptism, cross, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. It is not putting forward my own deeds and merits, but holding on to the perfect salvation accomplished by Jesus and serving God. It is not serving to receive the removal of sin, but serving with gratitude because we have already received the removal of sin. Bearing fruit for God is bearing the fruit of the gospel. It is serving so that other souls may believe in Jesus Christ and receive the removal of sin. It is making the salvation of Jesus Christ appear in our lives. Believing in Jesus is the beginning and completion of being born again. Beloved everyone, being born again is not a difficult philosophy. However, it is not something that can be realized by human wisdom either. Being born again is knowing oneself, knowing Jesus Christ, and believing in that Jesus with the heart. I am one born as a sinner. I am one who has no choice but to die before the law. I am one who cannot do good by my own strength. I am one who has no choice but to go to hell. However, Jesus took on my sins through baptism. Jesus received judgment on the cross in my place. Jesus resurrected and gave me new life. By believing in this Jesus, I receive the removal of sin. This faith is the beginning and completion of being born again. This faith makes us escape from the wrath of the law. This faith makes us become children of God. This faith gives us eternal life. Let us give thanks through our Lord Jesus Christ. Everyone, we were originally people who had no choice but to die. We were people who had no choice but to go to hell. We were people who had no choice but to be condemned before the law. Nothing good dwelled in our flesh, and we had no choice but to be dragged under the law of sin. However, God sent Jesus Christ to us. Jesus took on all our sins through baptism. He paid the price of our sins on the cross. He lived again from among the dead and gave us new life. Therefore, by believing in Jesus, we became those who died once. And by believing in Jesus, we became those who lived again. We escaped from the curse of the law and entered into God's love. We are no longer those trapped in the body of death, but children of God who have gained new life. I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. This confession must become our confession. Rather than being discouraged by looking at the weakness of our flesh every day, we must look to Jesus Christ who delivered us. Rather than relying on our deeds, we must believe in the baptism, cross, and resurrection of Jesus. And we must serve God in the newness of the Spirit and live a life that bears fruit for God. God has given us new life. Thanking for this grace, I hope that all of us become blessed saints who give glory to God through Jesus Christ. Amen.